It looks as if there is finally a winner in one of the congressional races that's been too close to call. In Orange County, California, veteran Republican Congressman Bob Dornan appears to have been defeated by Democrat Loretta Sanchez. With approximately 1,000 absentee ballots left to be counted, Sanchez leads by 929 votes. But Dornan is not going quietly. NPR's Ina Jaffe has a report.
36-year-old businesswoman Loretta Sanchez declared victory today, saying that with this election, the traditionally conservative bastion of Orange County has sent a message. And it was a pleasure, she said, to be the messenger.
Orange County is putting forward a new face, and that I do believe that it's a positive message. It is one of working together and is of moderation, of tolerance, of reason, and I hope that that's what I will be able, the qualities that I'll be able to exhibit in Congress.
Words like moderation have rarely been used to describe Congressman Bob Dornan. In his 18 years in the House, he's become legendary as a pugnacious conservative, an outspoken opponent of abortion, gun control, and gay rights. He's referred to feminists as lesbian spear-chuckers, called President Clinton a draft dodger and a multiple womanizer, among other charges. And when Loretta Sanchez attended a fundraiser hosted by the partners of three gay members of Congress, Dornan attacked her for accepting the support of, quote, sodomites. So perhaps it's not surprising that Dornan hasn't conceded, and today his office was putting out this message.
Thank you for calling the office of Congressman Bob Dornan. The race for the 46th Congressional District is still undecided. Please leave
Neither
a message
Bob Dornan nor anyone from his staff returned our phone calls to his Orange County and Capitol Hill offices today. As for the race being still undecided, some absentee ballots remain to be counted, but there are too few for Dornan to overcome Sanchez's lead. The 46th district, redrawn in 1990, has a slight majority of registered Democrats, and it is now one-third white, two-thirds Asian and Latino. And there was a strong effort there to register new Latino voters. Dornan claims that many of them are not citizens, and he's been saying that if he loses, it will be because of voter fraud, and that he will ask for the House Oversight Committee to investigate. Nativa Lopez is the national co-director of Hermandad Mexicana Nacional, one of the organizations that registered new voters. He calls Dornan's charges outlandish.
Because they basically cast an image that there is a propensity to create fraud by the Latino, and therefore gives basis to a charge against Dornan of racism, that he would be raising the specter of fraud by Latinos to oust him from his seat, when Latinos have supported him in previous elections.
The Orange County Registrar of Voters has said there is no indication of any widespread fraud. Bob Dornan is now pinning his hopes on what are called provisional ballots that must be individually verified by county officials. Until that is done, there is no way of knowing how many of those ballots were cast in the 46th district. It could be Thanksgiving before the results of the election are official. I'm Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.